Hello, Raider Nation. I have on the phone with me Mr. Tim Brown. Tim Brown, hello.
Hello.
Well, congratulations, first and foremost, being nominated as a finalist to be selected in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How does it feel?
It feels great. Always good to be counted with the greatest, with the best. So I'm very happy about that.
Okay, well, I always like to kind of start from the beginning, so let me ask you, so that the fans who maybe haven't followed your entire career but really need to know you, talk a little bit about how you actually first began in football.
I started playing football when I was 12, and only did it to hang out with my buds, and was scared to death of getting hit, so I discovered by being scared I was able to make people miss because I didn't want them to touch me. So I didn't want people to touch me at all, not to tackle me. I didn't want them to touch me. So I just developed ways of being able to make people not touch me. So I realized, hey, maybe this will work for me. So I went on to high school, kept playing there, was on a high school team, was 425-1 and my 3 years on varsity, so really didn't think anything would ever come out of that. But it just so happened that Notre Dame came to recruit Brian Jones, that went on to play for Oklahoma and played for Chicago Bears for 10 years. That night they came to recruit him, I had 4 touchdowns, a kick return, a punt return, a long pass, and a long run from scrimmage. So once we got a letter from Notre Dame, we would start to get letters from a whole bunch of folks, and I ended up making the decision to go to the University of Notre Dame, and I don't want to say the rest is history, but I guess the rest is history after that.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, as a child, do you dream of playing college football or even playing in the pros, or, like you said, was this just for fun?
Yeah, you know, I mean, for me, I love the Dallas Cowboys, so always, you know, emulated being Tony Dorsett or Drew Pearson or some of those guys, you know, who were playing at that time. But never did I dream of playing. Even when I got to the University of Notre Dame, I mean, my goal there was to go and get my degree and come back home and be a deacon in the church and have 6 kids and marry my high school sweetheart. I had it all planned out, you know, but God had other plans for me. So I realized that, you know, going into midway through my junior year.
Okay. Well, in college, you know, they recognized your greatness then, the Heisman. If, in fact, you are inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, how will this compare to receiving the Heisman Trophy?
I don't think there is a comparison, you know, because of the levels of football that you're talking about. Obviously, the special thing about the Heisman is you're the only one. You know, there's not 5, 6, 7 folks going there with you. You are the only person who's going to win that award that year, so that makes it extremely special. But going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I mean, you know, hey, the best of the best, you know, Gale Sayers is in there. You know, I was a huge Gale Sayers fan, you know, he played before my time, but, you know, once I learned about him, you know, I just became a huge fan, so... You know that you could be enshrined with him forever. It's just amazing stuff, you know. This enshrinement stuff is for real because you realize, hey, even way after you're gone, people are going to still be able to know about Tim Brown and what he accomplished.
Now, was there ever a time in which you thought to yourself, man, I might actually have the skills of what it takes to be a Hall of Fame player?
When I came into the league, my agent, Marvin Dimoff, asked me what kind of player that I expect to be and want to be. And I knew enough about the NFL and I knew enough about what I was doing, being a punt return, a kick return guy, that I knew that there was a possibility I could get slotted as being a guy who just did that. Mm-hmm. But what I wrote down on that piece of paper was, if I get the opportunity to play every down, I want to be a Hall of Fame type player. I mean, obviously you have no idea what that's, you know, what you're saying at that time. If you're a 21-year-old grass kid and you think the world is yours, but at the same time, you know, once I got into it and I realized that, you know, I could play receiver in the NFL also and not just return punts and kickoffs, you know. But, you know, it's really something I never thought about, you know, the Hall of Fame. I didn't think about it until John Gruden got there. And once he got there, he started to, you know, tell me, look, I'm going to get your touchdowns up. I'm going to get this up. And, you know, we're gonna make this thing happen, man. And, you know, I think he was the first one to say, you know, that's a possibility. You can make the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's just something that I was reminded by my agent towards the end of my career what I had said to him, but it was just something that really never came up. In the meanwhile.
Well, your career has transitioned, or maybe I should ask you, how has the transition been from football to now being an on-air analyst of the game? What is that like to be able to talk about the game, especially from the perspective of playing it at the highest level?
Yeah, you know, you have to be careful sometimes because, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is talk down about players and, you know, well, I would have done it this way type statements.
Right.
You know, those are the things you have to be careful about. But as long as you analyze things from a football perspective, and even though you may have seen things from a totally different level, people get it when you analyze from that perspective. So I think, you know, it's been going great for me because I don't compare myself to that player, but I do look at what I would have done in that situation and say that from a football point of view, not from my point of view. And I think by doing that, you know, I've been able to relate to the folks who listen to them.
Well, just out of curiosity, how closely have you followed our rookie wide receivers, Rod Streeter and Jerron Kreiner?
You know, I watch every Raider game. You know, so from that standpoint, I see everything these guys are doing. And, you know, it's just so tough when you don't get to work in off season and the work in and training camp. You know, that time and thing can be, you know, it can drive you nuts. Especially now, it looks like they're going to have a new offensive coordinator. So mm-hmm. Now you're talking about new plays. So anytime you're guessing about the route that you're running, there's no way you could be running full speed, you know. So I think it's going to be imperative for these guys to get this system pretty quickly and, you know, study it while they're home. So when they get to the practice field, they're not worried about where they're supposed to be. They can get there and make it happen.
Okay, well, we're going to be listening and watching for your opinions on those two guys and, of course, the rest of the Raiders. But I do want to ask you one more question about the Hall of Fame. Is it too early to ask you, should you be inducted this 2013 year? Who might be the person to present you?
Well, it would definitely be my brother. You know, he was the one who got me into football. And if not for him, I definitely wouldn't have ever been playing a game, I don't believe. So at this particular point, it would definitely be him.
Okay. Well, what better person to not only tell your story, but probably who might know you the best, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
We might get to find out some things we're not supposed to learn.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And Raider fans, you can learn more about Tim Brown and the Hall of Fame selection process. And, of course, when we'll find out which nominees will actually be inducted into the 2013 Pro Football Hall of Fame. All you have to do is click on Tim Brown's article right here on Raiders.com. Tim Brown, thank you so much. Congratulations. And you definitely are still Mr. Raider.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Take care.